أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ودخل معه السجن فتيان، قال أحدهما إني أراني أعصر خمرا، وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه، نبئنا بتأويله، إنا نراك من المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 36 of Surah Yusuf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the previous verses, previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala spoke about the dua that Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam had made. Rabbi sijnu ahabbu ilayya mimma yada'unani ilay. That, O Allah, the life of imprisonment, the jail, is more beloved to me than what these women are inviting me towards, what they are calling me. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not speak about the intricate details of how it happened and what it happened. But here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala begins the discussion, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ, that with Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, two youngsters, two people in their youth, had also entered the prison. Who were these two individuals? One was the Saq, the cupbearer of the king of Egypt, not the Aziz Emissar, the king of Egypt. And the other, he was the baker who used to bake the bread for the king. Both of them, at the time when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had entered prison, they had also come into the prison because of a charge against them. The charge against them was that there were some people that was conspiring to assassinate and kill the king, and the way that they decided to do it was to poison him. So both these young people were then approached and bribed to poison the person. The cupbearer was bribed to poison the drink that he gives to the king, and the baker was bribed to poison the bread that he would give to the king. Both of them initially accepted the bribe. The baker went on and he poisoned the bread. The Saq, the cupbearer, decided not to do it. He turned away from it, and hence the result of it was that he did not poison the drink that he was supposed to have poisoned to give the king. Somehow, before that meal was served, the king had come to know about this conspiracy against him. King was an intelligent person, so what he said to the baker, you eat your own bread. And to the Saq, to the cupbearer, you drink your own wine, and let me see what happens. So obviously, the person that was in charge of the wine, the cupbearer, he drank it because there was no poison. On the other side, the baker, he refused. And because of this charge of conspiracy of killing the king, of poisoning the food of the king or the drink of the king, both of these people were brought into prison. And these are the two individuals that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is speaking about. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. Now whilst Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in prison, on the one hand, his ibadat that he used to make of Allah Ta'ala, this is a Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat, wherever he is going to make the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Secondly, his akhlaq, his character was far exceeding. And the other prisoners could see it in certain narrations. Even the warden of the prison had said to Yusuf alayhi salam, if it was in my hands, I would have freed you, because I can see you such a noble person. There can never be a single charge against you. And in this way, it became famous that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is a very pious person, a noble person, a person of good character, good akhlaq. And then also it became famous that he also interprets dreams. So the one came to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, qala ahaduhuma, one of them said, inni arani أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. I see myself obviously in the dream. I am pressing out the grapes for the wine. وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ, and the other said to Yusuf عليه الصلاة والسلام, إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا, that certainly I see myself carrying above my head bread. Bread that is baked, it is above my head, I am carrying it. تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْ, and the birds are eating from it. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِ, so inform us about the interpretation of these dreams that we are having. Inna naraka min al muhsinin, certainly we see you to be a muhsin, we see you to be from amongst those people who do good, and that is why we will come to you, trust you with the interpretation of the dream. And in this way now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows this other great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is the ni'mat of the interpretation of dreams. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.